Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah discusses the contrast, the difference between lids, covers on vessels that are attached to the ground, and covers on the ground themselves. A cover on the ground, covering a hole in the ground, like a manhole cover, is asa midrabbanan to remove it or to put it back because it looks like he's building the floor of the ground or destroying it. Only if it has a handle on it, which shows clearly that it's something that's meant to take off and remove, and it's not a form of building or destroying, then it's permitted. That's with a covering on the ground itself. What about a covering on a vessel that's built into the ground? So the Mishnah starts off, Kol kisui hakelim, all the covers of kelim, these are vessels that are built into the ground, shiesh lam beis achiza, that have a handle, nitalim b'shabbos, they can be moved on Shabbos, you can take off and put it back. And this is the first opinion, the Tanna Kamma, and he holds that the covers of vessels that are attached to the ground are the same thing as covers on the surface of the ground themselves, and they're restricted that you can only take off and put them back if they have a handle on the cover, which shows that there's something it's meant to be removed and put back, and it's not any form of building or destroying. Amar Rabbi Yasi says, "Bamedvam Memoram." No, when it was it said that you need to have a handle on the cover, that's only b'kisei karka, only regarding covers on the karka, on the ground itself, of a b'kisei kelim, but coverings on kelim, on vessels that are attached to the ground, b'en kafel, nitalim b'shabbos, in either case, whether there's a handle on the cover or not, you can move them, you can take them off, put them back on. According to Rabbi Yasi, since it's a cover of a vessel, it's clear that it's not building or destroying, it's part of something that's meant to be taken off and removed, even without a handle, and it's more lenient than the covering of the ground, which needs a handle for it to be moved. Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Alf. The Mishnah discusses this, that midrabanan, Chazal, restricted certain types of works of exertion that don't happen to fall into any of the 39 malachas, but it's just excessive exertion on Shabbos. So in certain instances, the Rabbanan forbid it, but in other cases, they made exceptions and they allowed it to be done on Shabbos. So the Mishnah begins off with a list of exceptions because of a mitzvah that it was allowed to do this physical exertion. Mefanin afilu arba v'chamish kupes shaltevin v'shaltua. Mefanin, a person can clear away even 4 or 5 boxes. These are large, heavy boxes of tevin, which is straw, or tvua of grain, and he can clear these boxes away. Mipnei ha'archim, in order to make room for guests, and so this is a mitzvah of haknasas archim, or mipnei bitul beis medrash, or because people are not going to be able to come in to the beis medrash if there's not enough room, so you can clear away and make room for them. Avalayas ha'aitzer, but he can't clear out a storehouse. The storehouse had a dirt floor, and if he would clear it out completely and expose the dirt floor, he may come to smooth out holes in the dirt floor, which is a problem of bina of building. So therefore, he shouldn't clear out the storehouse, even for a mitzvah purpose, because it may lead to this, to doing a malacha of smoothing out the dirt floor. This, that it says 4 or 5 boxes, the Rav says that it's not specifically limited to 4 or 5, it just means many boxes, and many can be removed for the purpose of the mitzvah. The Mishnah then clarifies what type of grain that's in the box will allow it to be moved. Only if it's a type of grain that's not muksa. But if it's a muksa grain, then although the Rabbanan removed the issue of the excessive exertion here, but they didn't remove the issue of muksa. So it has to be grain that's not muksa. Mefanin truma tahira. You can clear away the boxes that are filled with truma tahira. Truma grain that's tahar. It's fit for a kain to be eaten, and therefore it's not muksa. Udmai, and if it's grain that's demai, demai is a produce purchased from an ama aretz, unlearned person, that midraisa is exempt from miser, midrabanan, you still have to take off miser, but there are leniencies that it can be fed to poor people without taking off miser. So since it's fitting for poor people to eat from, it's not muksa. Umiser rishon shenitzla trumasei, also miser rishon that's given to the levi that had the trumas miser, which is the truma of the miserishon that's taken off of it, and is now fitting to be eaten by anyone. Umiser sheni vehektish sheniftu, miser sheni that's outside Yerushalayim that can't be eaten, or hektish, something that was dedicated to the base of Mikdash that has a kedusha and it can't be eaten, but sheniftu, they both were redeemed And now, since they're redeemed, they're able to be eaten by anyone. The hatormus. A tormus was a certain type of legume. It's called a lupin. Hatormus hayavish, this dried lupin, mepnei shehu maichol aniyim. It's fitting to be eaten by aniyim. In its dried state, it was very bitter, and most people wouldn't eat it, but poor people would eat it even in its dried state. Therefore, it's not muksa. All these things listed, since they are fitting for at least some people to eat, they are not muksa, and therefore, they can be removed if the person needed to clear the space for guests or for the base matters. Ava loyas ha-tavel, but he can't remove grain, which is tavel. Tavel means that it has not had its trumas or maizers taken off of it, and it's not fitting to be eaten by anyone. V'lay maizer rishon shalai netzer trumasei, not maizer rishon, which is given to the Levi before the trumas maizer was taken off of it, and it's not fitting to be eaten by anyone. V'lay asa maizer sheni, v'hektish shalai niftu, not maizer sheni outside of Yerushalayim, or hektish, something dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash that was not redeemed. So these things that were not redeemed are not fitting to be eaten by anyone. V'layas ha-luf, not the luf, which was a different type of legume, which was even less edible than the lupin. And it raw, it could not be eaten, not by people, not by animals. And so it's muksa. V'lay ha-chardal, and also not mustard seeds, which needed to be ground first before eating, and grounding was not allowed to be done on Shabbos. All these things are not fit for anyone, and therefore they're muksa, and therefore one would not be able to clear away boxes filled with this type of grain. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel matir beluf. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel permitted removing boxes that have the luf, this type of legume that's not really eaten. Mipnei shu Michael arvim, because ravens do eat this. Ravens would eat this type of bean even in a raw state. And some people sometimes have ravens as a pet. The Rav says that there are wealthy people that would raise ravens as pets. And therefore, it is fitting, this luf is fitting for some people. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, it's not muksa. And these boxes could be moved.